Saga Egmont presents Live, Laugh, Lesbian by Helen Scott. Read by Helen Scott. To my LGBTQ plus family, this book is for you. To know that you are loved, worthy, and extraordinarily beautiful just as you are. And to the Famalam, my online family, my daily inspiration, thank you for being with me every step of the way. Preface. Throughout the course of this book, you'll find that I've called upon some of my favourite queer humans from around the world to share some of their personal stories with us. I won't lie, I had a few fangirl moments interviewing these awesome people, but I digress. These inserts were important firstly because, as a white, blonde, femme-presenting woman, not to diminish my own experiences, there are some struggles that you might face that I won't have. And it's important to me that you feel seen, that you can relate to more than just our shared queerness, and so I hope in adding in these precious personal accounts from others that it showcases not only diversity in our journeys and experiences, but ultimately a consistent outcome of feeling happy in who you are and living authentically in your own skin. And that is exactly what the contributors to this book feel. They may have had ups and downs, personal struggles and things to overcome, but ultimately all of us feel grateful to be exactly who we are. I know I can speak for everyone who so kindly added to this book that you can overcome anything and that your pursuit for self-acceptance and self-love is the most beautiful gift that you can give to yourself. Chapter 1. Hey, Baby Gay. When I was 9, I had a best friend who, for the purposes of this story, we'll call Flower. Flower was bold and intelligent, with really shiny, straight, auburn hair. She laughed hard at my slapstick-style humour and stuck up for me when the boys teased us in the playground. We'd have sleepovers, eat sweets, play dress-up and watch cartoons like all the other kids in my school. But what we also did, which I didn't do with my other school friends, was kiss each other. A lot. We'd go to her house after school and act out these Disney-esque scenes. Me saving her from dragons, her fighting off an army of trolls. We'd battle wizards, play fairy godmothers, and always end by waking each other with a kiss. The kiss would turn into more kissing, and it soon became our favourite part of the game, obvs. Now you might instantly be transported back to your own childhood here. Maybe not to your own secret snogging story like mine, but flutterings. A friend you really liked playing with, or becoming obsessed with your favourite female TV or film character. Cough, Missy from Bring It On. This is where a lot of our stories begin. If you're a lesbian like me, or if you sit anywhere on the queer spectrum, this is often how it starts. Naive, innocent kids navigating childhood amongst the first throngs of social norms that were being thrown at us. Navigating the rights and wrongs we were taught. I know that for a lot of us, we knew very quickly that something about how we felt was different. And yet, here you are, reading this book today. So a little gay hooray for even turning the first page. The first time I kissed Flower, we started with our hands over our mouths and just kind of bumped our palms together. That then progressed to lip-on-lip contact, which felt dangerous and exciting and was just about as far as we dared to go. I mean, at the age of 9, kissing is no passionate embrace, let's be real. It was just curiosity at this point. Two innocent baby souls exploring something that we knew even then wasn't considered normal. Besides the fact that Flower was a girl, kissing in general seemed kind of naughty at that age. It was something adults did in movies, or that your parents did occasionally whilst you and your siblings made noises pretending to be sick. Even aged 9, I knew physical contact in that way had a few different meanings, but it most certainly wasn't normal for me to be snogging Flower after school in matching Cinderella outfits in a fort made out of bedsheets. And so it all stayed inside my wee little heart. And we never acknowledged it outside of those games.